Hey everyone, before we start the show, just wanted to make an announcement introducing our new sponsors, Treehouse Teas, which is a boutique tea company based in Honolulu, Hawaii. They specialize in Hawaii-grown teas and botanicals. They work directly with farmers to bring their customers the largest assortment of 100% Hawaii-grown teas at the most affordable pricing. Check them out on Instagram at treehouse.teas and use order code SLEEPTIMESOVER to receive 10% off your order. And our second sponsor introduction is the man known as Earl Kakaako. He, of course, has two locations in Kaimuki and in Kakaako. They bring their take on classic American sandwiches. Every weekend, specials coming out. The regular menu item is always fantastic. Anyone who's had an Earl sandwich can attest to this. It's always great. Please check them out. They've been down since day one. Earl don't flex for the gram, as he always says, they flex for you. And be sure to mention when you're at Earl Kakaako, sleep time's over, to receive 10% off your order.
Guest tonight, bringing some heart and introducing the Hopper Corner. We got Meathead Nerd Summer Lee, Sommelier to the Stars, of course, Sky Cameron. Once again, your musical guest tonight is going to be the Smokestack. On the ones and twos, the unos and dos, the carnitas and both, DJ Jimmy Taco. Ladies and gentlemen, your host tonight, Aaron Sahai!
All right, all right. We have... You guys got that out there? One, two, three, we're legal. We're legal party. LeBron James did that thing. Sleep Time's Over is a back. It's a show that was gone for a year. Something happened, everything changed, and it was March 2020 that we last did this show. And for the people that don't know what this is not some kind of TED Talk or anything like that. It's a talk show, late night talk show style. We're gonna talk about Hawaii, we're gonna talk about topical things of Hawaii, community, everything to do with Hawaii, and just go from there. So it's gonna be a fun little hour show, and everybody's here. When Technique is here, by the way, DJ Technique, which this was a last-minute addition because I thought, you know, Technique might as well do something, just start drinking and then
surprise.
Stay up there. And I thought, is this gonna be too many people on the stage? So I just had to think that over. But then, this whole past year, what's gone on? I mean, we have everybody's on the social media this whole past year. Everybody's all pissed off. Everybody's angry. We got the election pissing off people. I mean, I guess I can't really see many people out there because, you know, I have God looking at me, but anybody, how many people got blocked on Instagram this past year? How many people blocked people? Can we see the stats on this one? Taco, you got blocked?
Did I get blocked?
I got blocked, probably.
I didn't get blocked. I deleted about 1,000 people, though.
Somebody's blocking us now at this point.
Yeah, I was like, are you too angry?
Everybody's blocking. People blocking everybody, and they're all upset, but then we have this election. And then we have our new mayor. We have a new mayor of the city and county of Honolulu, Mayor Rick Blangiardi. You guys, how you guys like the new mayor? You guys good? Not fans of Rick Blangiardi, go figure. And, you know, shout out to him fixing the potholes. He's fixing the potholes in Kakaako, you know, right? How about it? But then, you know, we drive to work, play, he hadn't fixed this street yet, so I don't know what happened. It was a bumpy road. Shout out to the man known as Kevin the Catalyst. You may have heard of him. I didn't know when you were going to use these samples. I just didn't know.
Oh, I'm going to use it a lot.
Right. And then what else has happened? Like, let's talk about, like, news, and let's talk about what happened yesterday. We got a man who, for 6 hours, was in the Alawai Canal. You guys heard of the Alawai Canal? It's a fun place. And when you want to hide from people, you hide in the Alawai Canal, apparently. And this is the place that... The OG of strains. This is the OG of variant strains, is the Alawai Canal. And then you have him hanging out there. If he got the vaccine, it doesn't matter. He's going to get unvaccinated as he just flops in there. I mean, who's doing this? Taco, what do you think of the...
There is no Alawai strain. You know, I mean, not strain. What is it? The shot? The variant shot?
Like, there's not going to be a shot to solve anything about Alawai. I tell you that.
He's immune to everything.
I mean, quite frankly. All right, so you got this guy hanging out. What was he? What was he busted for? Was this what, robbery? What was this? Do we know what happened? For just going in the Alawai?
Honestly, I have no idea what he did, but that alone must have been something bad.
Just being a pilau guy.
it's all about pilau, right? Much like 2020 was in 2021, where we're washing hands, we're doing sanitizer, we're going to, you know, wearing masks to the toilet. It's all a thing. And then we have news that's going on that's going to be just affecting us throughout. As far as you have, there's this one thing that in New York, big news that came out in New York. I don't know if you guys found out about this, that they're helping to legalize. I don't know how to say this. They want to legalize prostitution because they want to go after
sex traffickers. They're legalizing sex work.
The sex work is now legal, right? Look up this article. It's kind of hard to figure out, but the sex work is legal. They're going after the traffickers. So you would think, you know, Mario Cuomo could finally get a date at this point. I mean, nobody fans of Mario Cuomo. I mean, so with that said, you know, we got this pilau guy in the Alawai. I have to say, you know, everybody's talking about the vaccine. Vaccine is a big topic. Everybody wants to, when they introduce themselves, they say, I took a vaccine. They say, I'm vaccinated. I'm shot two, I'm shot one, whatever. That's how we say hi to people now. So, you know, shout out everybody being social here. You know, who knows? I mean, it's a great way to break the ice. So, in regards to the vaccine, I have to make an announcement since everyone wants to talk about announcements. They're going to IG story, they're putting up their card and showing off that, you know, they got the vaccine. I just want to say that I became vaccinated a week ago with tetanus. I got the tetanus shot, all right? Let me tell you, I feel great. I just feel, it was a pain in the arm. So I go out, I have to get the tetanus shot. That, you know, your doctor, they tell you that, you know, you get it at 5, and then you have to go back, and you don't know when you took the tetanus shot last, so you go take the tetanus shot. Because can we all safely say that we are not fans of Rust? Whether or not you like the vaccine, whether you're pro or anti-vax, Rust is bad, all right? I don't want to be licking Rust. So get the vaccine. I get it at across the street of this, the Great Longs, that's across from Moore Clay. And I go in there, make the appointment. This look like she's 21. She's over there getting, looking at me, and she's going right into the COVID protocol. She's telling me, she doesn't even, not even listening to anything I'm saying. She's just a robotic. Do what you have to do because you're gonna take the COVID vaccine. I was like, no, I'm not. I'm just here. I'm the guy that got the tetanus vaccination appointment. I'm probably the only guy in Oahu right now caring about tetanus, but this is me. So then she's all excited, and she's like talking to the other pharmacy, right? She's like, oh, look, it's him. I'm like, yes, great, that's great. So then I'm over there, and then she says to me, do you wanna take the COVID vaccine? I'm like, well, can I take two vaccines at the same time? And, well, no. So then why are you asking me this? You're asking me a question you only answered to. What are you trying to do? So then I go to sit down to take the vaccine. She comes over, and she's like, Are you ready? I'm like, well, that's what I'm sitting down. What are you talking about? And then I'm saying, is there a way to sign up for the COVID vaccine? Which one do you have? Oh, we have the Johnson & Johnson one. This was before the whole thing. So I'm like, can I do so? Oh, no, we ran out. So once again, you're asking me a question you know the answer to. So I don't know if I feel safe in this longs, let alone getting the tetanus shot. So she gives me the tetanus shot. I say, do I have to sit down? What do I do? Well, you can just go. I'm like, all right. So Long's Drugs, I don't even know what you call this one. It's the Long's Drugs Kakako. Great plug, I want to say, for the Long's. You can just walk right across the street. Some people probably park there, and they just walked over here illegally. I'm going to shout out the Filipino guy watching. But speaking of health, speaking of vaccines, speaking of new beginnings, let me go have a seat and introduce everybody here. We have the Hoppa Corner, as I take a seat. Give it up to mixed people, because, you know, mixed people, they have a hard time trying to find their way around in life. So might as well we just put them in the corner. That's where they usually
belong.
Yeah,
the Hoppa Corner.
It's nice in here.
Exactly.
It's really nice in this corner.
So let's introduce the Hoppas, as they call them. So Summer Lee, She is my, I do this audio thing. It's an audio show called Fitness, the Other F Word. So we do a show about fitness, and she is there, my co-host, and she's also the financial guru.
Yes.
To the show. So she actually, what is your background financially?
I was an advisor for several years, and I'm getting my PhD in finance, so.
Well, there you go.
That's where the nerd comes in.
So this is real number talk. This is the real stat boy, Kim, her,
Zim, it. Zims or whatever.
Zim, Zam, Zabim, yes. So we're gonna actually have real numbers talk from you, and to your right is a longtime close personal friend of the show, the sommelier to the stars, Sky Cameron is
here.
Hey! How about
What's
it?
What's up, everybody? Thank
Welcome,
you for coming
yes.
out. Glad to have the show back.
So, Sky, what have you been up to this past year? You sell wine. That's what you do. You're a hip-hop guru.
Yeah. I've been selling wine for almost 20 years in Hawaii, and last year was crazy, and I basically was trying to figure out how to sell wine via Zoom. So that's I've been
wonderful.
Living my professional life via Zoom.
That's wonderful. Everyone must love Zoom by now, right?
Which is about as bad as you think it's going to be.
So with that said, yeah, because that you do the wine tasting, you're doing it virtual, which is just god-awful. But
right.
Can you give us, I guess, the three top worst experiences
okay.
that you've had on
yes,
Zoom?
I've been doing like wine education and wine seminars via Zoom.
Sounds awful.
I did one. No one likes to mute on Zoom, it seems.
They don't know how to use
it. This is the trend that I'm seeing, and I had a 20-person Zoom wine tasting where no one is muting, dogs are going off, babies are going off. I saw a guy on the webcam drinking alone in his car, drinking wine in his car.
As he should. Yes.
That's fun.
Why you gotta put me on blast like that, bro?
That was
messed up.
That was bizarre.
Taco, really?
That was bizarre. So that would be my third.
What kind of wine is he drinking though? Is he drinking the wine recommendation of you in his car?
You
alone?
Know, so the wine tastings that I do, I usually pick three wines.
Okay.
And they purchase them, and then we taste them together. The three wine progression. This guy was literally had three open bottles in his car, tasting in his car.
Oh, that was a different.
I hope he was in his garage.
So
I don't
not
know.
Taco.
Technique
okay.
was that you?
No.
You a wine drinker? Yeah.
He wasn't with me that night.
This sounds awful. So is that number three? Are we power ranking
these? That would be
these?
My number three, and all then right. my number two would basically be already being, you know, a sommelier or like describing wine. Everyone knows it's kind of douchey already because I
yes.
have to like describe the flavors and the aromas. Doing it via Zoom takes it to another level of douchery.
Wow.
That is.
Is that even a word?
Where I'm like on
like
a camera.
It.
I'm
is
on.
Yes.
Possible?
I'm on a Zoom camera and I'm like notes of clove and notes
wow.
of. Lemon and you
wow.
know, I felt very terrible, you know.
And we gotta reiterate that you gotta give us the one word that you absolutely hate as a sommelier. What is that word?
I think any guy that sells wine hates the word smooth.
You got that?
Don't
everyone?
Describe wine as smooth. I'm looking for something smooth.
What does that mean?
It's
right?
the most yes. It's the most like general like I don't know. It's
we can say
most,
sweet, though. We can say dry.
It's the most subjective term I've ever heard about wine, smooth.
Nothing is smooth, right? I it's a thing. You told me this. I didn't realize that
yes,
this was
yes.
a thing. What else
yes.
What else you got as far
and
as
my number own? One, my number one, I've had multiple people using the bathroom during wine
oh.
tastings,
Ooh.
Turning their video off, but not their audio. So I heard long shishis.
Why are you looking at me, bro? It wasn't me.
I'm just, I all bets are off right now. I don't really know. But okay.
This is my first beer, so yeah.
So they're going to the Zoom, and then they just go, and you can still hear them in.
Yeah,
they
turn their camera off.
Yeah.
But they just go ahead and use the bathroom.
And you can hear noises.
So I'll just hear noises, and then the toilet flush while I'm talking about wine. It's like
wow.
a perfect.
It's like Naked Gun.
Yeah, it's like perfect.
Wow. I'm going to do that with this thing. Get ready.
Big beaver.
Yeah, we need a toilet flush
you're
sound
some
effect
bowel
right
movement
now.
Soon. So that was your number one?
That would be my number
wow.
one, yeah. Because you don't know what to say at that point, you know?
What does people do? Do they just sit there and they're just like looking at it?
I think if they're not aware, if the mute is on while they're using the bathroom, they're not going to be aware regardless.
Well, that sums up much of us in
yeah.
this past year. So
self-awareness has been a thing that...
That's a thing, yes.
Yes.
So yeah, so once again, this is each and every week. This is each and every Thursday night, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. We have everything, the gamut of news and everything. We got wine, we got hip-hop, we got fitness, we got drinking, more drinking, technique. I mean, really, what else do you need for a show? And
Did you say drinking?
Right? Beer
so
or
drinking,
wine?
Right?
I need a drink soon.
What's in your coffee cup?
It's just water, really. I mean, that's all I got, okay? This is 2021.
I'm just looking out for my homie. That's it.
We're doing a drink after this, definitely. Right. So I guess I'll make the announcement, news and notes, that next week's show, because this is weekly, we're going to have the owners of Purvey Donuts. The perverts are coming back. These funny guys. They're crazy guys.
They're the best.
Perv Donuts, Purvey Donuts. Who are we kidding? They're perverts. And then we're going to have musical guest Will Tofolo will be here.
All right.
Will Tofolo, great musical guest as well. So we're just going to keep the party going. And with that said, we have a guest. We have our first guest in over a year. And this lovely woman, who I have to keep reiterating every time that she's on the show, she is the most requested female guest for this show, aka we have a lot of creepers that follow the show. And it's only fitting when we bring her back, and I think she's probably drinking already. Where is the great from Hawaii News Now, Ashley Nagaoka? Ashley, where are you? Oh, there she is. Okay, I got worried for a second. Here we are. Yes, yes. Have a seat.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome. Where's your drink? Did you get something to drink here? No?
It's coming.
Okay, of course.
Good thing you told me about these plastic things, because I would have walked right into them.
I tell you what, okay. So I'm not a betting person, but we're taking bets. Someone's going to fall into these things. Because the side ones are clear.
Yeah.
So we got to make sure we spit as much as we
see. I'm infamous for doing that, yeah.
Right? Because I don't know what's going to happen with this one. How you been?
Good. Jimmy Taco.
How's that? Yeah, he's here.
I haven't seen you since we
did
that chicken sandwich.
Since we ate chicken sandwiches blindfolded,
The chicken sandwich battle, yes. And I haven't seen you, I think, not since I saw you.
In person.
In person, since like Miro. I think we were at Miro
Kaimaki. Oh, that's right. You're right.
Right, and that was the first time. But then we've been on the IG Live. The kids, they love doing this IG Live. We did the year-end show.
Yep.
You didn't wear this color. We wear Merlot.
You did not tell me you were wearing Merlot tonight.
You should know right now, it's in your blood, that we should be doing this. I mean, what do you think about just being out? Because I know you go out a lot.
So. I actually haven't been going out that much during COVID.
Oh, you haven't?
No. This is probably the second bar I've been to since it's been allowed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Because as we all know, as we all follow the Instagram, as you have, always eating.
I like
my food. And then you burn it off. I don't know how you do it.
Running.
Right.
Bar method.
Oh, wow. Shout out to the bar method. Oh, we got bar method fans.
You know what, though? So I used to do the 6 a.m. bar method classes.
Yeah.
But because of COVID, they went online.
Yeah.
I don't think I can go back to in-person classes anymore.
Oh,
because
really?
It was too early. It was too early.
Right.
But I like working out at home now. So.
You've pivoted, as they say. God, that word. We're not. That's the only time. Taco, you can ding me on that one for saying that word.
Are you still training?
I am still training, yes.
Oh.
Hashtag my day
session.
Job, yes.
Yeah.
It's because it's great, because then it's just a studio and there's no members.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be around anybody. No one touches me.
Yeah.
So then that's it. So that's really how it's lasted. So I don't know how these group classes are remaining because of, like how you said. Right?
Yeah.
It's just a crazy. And then how's everything been for you work-wise? In the span of a year.
It's busy.
Right.
It's really busy right now because we're getting ready to launch our new set.
Yes.
Our old set was more than a decade old, and it really needed a makeover.
Yeah.
So we're going to launch it next week. But it's fancy. There's a lot more cameras, so we've been rehearsing to see.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
As long as they don't have this big light that's right in front of you.
Right.
I'm trying to get used to
it. It's very bright. Like, it's so different.
I bet.
It's so different, but it's great.
And since the whole March 2020, you've added, there was a 12 p.m. show. That you added throughout this. There was a 4 p.m. show. 4:30 p.m. show.
Yep.
You're just going to be on the entire channel at this point. Are you going to?
My co-host Jonathan's actually here from This Is Now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So oh, shout out Jonathan.
And
there he is.
Actually, two of my three work husbands are here. Casey Lund is here, too.
Casey Lund is here. Wow. Wow. So, shout out to all of them, because it was literally you guys at the 12 p.m. show that would always be the one when we was all excited about the case count.
Right.
Which is like so, you know.
Yeah.
But it was always, that was the show.
Uh-huh.
It was like, oh, let's go see. And then we found out who this Jonathan Jared individual is. So that's great.
People were at home, right? So they needed news like throughout the day. So that's why we launched the new show at 4 p.m. So Yeah, it's been busy.
It's been, you've been on fire. I guess that's, are you going to be, any thoughts of becoming the anchor?
How do I feel about it?
I mean, it's no question at this point, right? That's the next step. I'm just putting you on the
Yeah. I mean, I've only been a reporter before an anchor, and yeah. I honestly never had any desire to be an anchor because I like being out in the field.
Yes, okay.
But I will tell you that I am really enjoying it.
That's great. I mean, you've been on every half hour of the hours. I don't see why not. You just put you at the 6 p.m. I'm just saying, just as a fan. That's all I'm saying. Well... Since you haven't been going out, then I was going to throw one last thing out as far as social behavior. We talked about dating. We talked about social behavior at the end of the year. And I was kind of saying, like, one of the greatest pickup lines or icebreaker lines to give to somebody at the bar, whether or not they're 6 feet away or not.
Right.
Is to be like,
this.
Hey, how you doing with this whole COVID thing?
Yeah.
You're not buying into that as, like, the opening line.
It's a good opening line, I guess, but...
You don't like it. All right.
Talking about, like, I mean... You're talking about a virus.
Well, right. I mean, you know, we there's other things we can start off the conversation with.
Right.
It's just something that we all can relate to, and then we can be like, how
true.
You been?
That is
Are
true.
Are you working? And then we can do that. And then, you want to sit by me?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. You know,
yeah,
it's just,
it could work.
All right.
It could work.
But, well, with that said, since then you've been on so many times, it's time that we revisit a game that we did the first time you were on.
I'm and not speaking pigeon, if that's what you're saying.
We'll see how this
all
goes.
Right.
It's going to be, Taco, you guys, influencer to do this. It's 5 questions. We're going to just play 5 questions.
All right.
Random questions
okay.
with Ashley Nagaoka. All right, so question number one, we start with geography.
It's probably my least favorite subject.
Well, we need directions.
All right.
In pigeon, explain to someone how to get from Hawaii News Now to work play.
Always does this to me. Okay.
No, I'll start doing it
first. All right. First. Well, the easiest way. Let's see.
You're from Kauai. Come on.
Okay.
You did great last time when you did this.
Thanks. All right. But this is a different route. Okay. So, you can go left up Waikamilo, yeah? And then you can go right on Dillingham. You can pass the Costco Evile where you can get your toilet paper and your hand wipes and all that. And then you're probably going to go easiest way downtown, so maybe King Street. You can take King Street, you can pass the Kauai Ho'o Church, pass the Honolulu Hale where, you know, they get the city lights and all that during Christmas time. And then you're going to go make one right on to Ward, maybe. We'll try that way. You can pass, you know, the new Longs, get the Keiki Lohana building, get all those lawsuits over there, yeah? But before you get there, you can turn one right. I don't know what this street is called, though, but, you know, it's by the Longs over there. And then just look for all the cars. No more parking over here, nothing. So you got to go park in that parking structure over there. And then come to work play. Yeah.
Bro!
That is...
It's so bad.
There.
It's
that is
even...
correct. That is correct.
Thanks.
One for one.
Oh, gosh. I hate you.
Question number two. Well, that's such a strong word. Question number two. What's the ingredients in shepherd's pie?
Oh, mashed potato. Well, my mom's shepherd's pie or... Okay. Mashed potatoes.
It's about you.
Ground beef. Cream of mushroom soup. Corn, frozen corn.
Frozen?
Yeah, okay. My mom uses corn.
It's a joke
that's
there.
That's about it. She used to put carrots and peas, but I just like the corn, yeah.
No one's a fan of peas,
yeah.
Really. Right? Don't put peas in the fried rice, okay, everybody? Just FYI.
Why was that a question?
Because that's your mom's thing.
How did you know that?
I Googled.
Oh my God.
It's
that's
called
weird.
Hello, okay, reporter Rebecca. I mean, that's what I'm doing. I'm researching you. I want to
oh
get to know you.
Oh my God. Okay, that was
okay,
weird.
Well, Ashley's blocking me tonight. That's it. All right.
Speaking of, yes. That. Oh my gosh.
Okay, you're 2 for 2. Question number three. What's an example of Kauai specific slang when you're a kid that's gets in trouble.
Kauai specific slang.
When you're a kid that gets in trouble. Question number three.
I know this.
Oh, you have an answer? Because I...
No helping.
I mean, I don't know any bad words.
Not necessarily a bad word.
That would get you in
trouble. Far from a bad word.
Far from a bad word. You kind of you talked about this not too long ago. This Kauai specific slang. When you're a kid, you're a kid that gets in trouble, you tell the kid.
Does anyone know what?
Taco.
Taco.
Does it start with an H?
Yes.
Oh.
It's either humbalala or.
Hanana kokolele.
Yes.
There you go. Right.
Correct.
Okay,
you got the LA Mexican that grew up on the Big Island and knows that. What's going on?
We'll figure it. Right? All right, we'll give you a 3 for 3 on that one. It was in the same article that I found out about the shepherd's pie. So I don't know how you don't know this. Okay. That's all right. Okay, question number 4, we got math. Math, everybody's a fan of math. It's a math problem, and when answering the math problem, you must yell the answer.
Okay.
For it to count.
Got it.
All right. Okay, so what is 71 minus 2? 71 minus 2. Yell the answer.
To yell it?
For it to count, yes. You got a good voice. It's gonna work. 71.
69.
That's correct. That is correct.
What? Where did you find that on my?
The dark web. Okay. Duck, goose. I found it. Okay, so we're down to our fifth and final question. You're 4 for 4.
Okay.
So for the fifth and final question, I would just love to see you make an animal balloon, because I know that that's your bag. So we actually have balloons for you, which is brought up at great timing.
Oh my God, so many!
And there they are. Shout out, Jess.
Oh wow!
So take your pick. Pick one accordingly. I know there's jokes that can be made out there, everyone, but
yeah.
Please let's just
tell your jokes, people. All right.
Let's tell your jokes. Right after the 69 answer, too. It just works.
Jimmy Topple, can I get some music?
Yeah, put something on there. Wow,
oh, really? That's Chris Brown? Kind of
look how serious she's getting right now.
Yeah.
Like,
God.
Look at that. Not. It's a lot of bowls. Sorry. The music of Chris Brown. I don't even know what to make of that right now.
This is the most sensual
mood-making
I've ever seen.
This
really
is very
not
PC for 2021. Wow.
Whoa.
So it's a poodle. If we weren't in COVID times, I would have broke that tip.
That was great. That was fantastic what you just said.
But I'm not going to because it's during COVID times.
Right.
Thank you.
Wow. That is correct.
Can I take these?
Yes.
Okay.
Or are you going to make more for the audience?
Yeah. I'll take some hats.
Ask this here all night if you want to. Look at that.
Get that money, girl.
Does it stand? Make that money, girl. Let's see if it stands up. Oh, it's not going to stand up. All right.
I like the hustle.
Right?
Right? I would pay $20 for a poodle that made by Ashley Nagaoka.
At least, right? $20 cash, Apple Pay.
How fun.
Okay, so I guess let's take a break here, and I guess Ashley's going to keep going with balloon
I'll
animals.
Make you a hat.
I tell you what, and before you go, we got to say it, all guests, they get wine. They get wine from Chambers and Chambers Wine,
thank
Sky's
you
Place.
So much.
Got a bottle of wine.
So there we are.
Thank you.
We give away prizes on here. So thank you, Ashley, as
welcome
always.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's going to be fun, and it's been fun already. So, yes, we'll take a break, everyone. All right, sleep time's over. Wow. Look at this.
You can't roll up to this one. You gotta roll. You gotta light it. You gotta puff it on this one. You can't even drink Cristal on this one. You gotta drink Cristal.
Can y'all give it up for Aaron Sakai?
Hey, yo, whoever's in charge of Aaron's mic needs to get that
is it on?
Mic on.
It's on. Oh, is it? Yes, it's on.
Yeah,
we need
more volume in Aaron's
we're
mic.
We're on. Is it loud enough? Is it okay? Should
you
I be louder?
You sound handsomely.
That's, oh my goodness. Words cannot describe as I hold this.
Gold
for,
thing.
As shout
with
out to
balls and
It's too easy a joke. It's too easy a joke. Ashley's making them now as we speak. She's in there. She's
so
made 20.
You guys can all have one.
At least everybody's getting
one.
Everybody can get 69 of these things. Mindy, how you doing? Mindy Smokestack, everyone. Mindy.
What's up, y'all?
How about it?
Oh, long time no see. This guy gave me a VIP card to Zanzibar when I was 18 years old. And I went every Thursday because it was free admission for ladies.
It is, yes.
You remember that shit?
I think we all we all haven't seen him in a while, so that's great to see. And how have you been here?
I'm a woman. I'm great.
I know you are, yes.
I'm just kidding. I'm doing good. How have you all been doing?
They're not too good. They just got the vaccine. Okay, so I got to say.
Oh, shit. Y'all must be sorry.
Let's not cause a political war. Okay, so I got to say, I want a kiss-ass moment here. Kiss-ass moment of the night. This woman... Amy Winehouse tribute, killed it.
Thank you.
Etta James tribute, killed it.
Thank you.
Whenever she is at Blue Note, you must see her.
Thank you.
Please, but you need three people though. You can't go solo.
That's what sucks. For all you lone wolves, you're fucked.
You need three,
Now you need friends. So
time to make friends.
Time to make friends.
Talk about COVID with them, okay?
Because you have to buy a whole table.
Yes.
Or you can just buy a table for yourself.
It's really... So find three friends, buy the table, let me know, maybe I can join you, and then we can go see Mindy, and you have a new concert coming up.
I have a show next Friday.
Yeah.
It's a Sharon Jones tribute that I'm doing with a band called The Elevations.
Nice.
If y'all haven't heard of them, you need to check them out. It's like a Motown band. They got three female singers, and they got these cute little dance moves. They wear matching outfits, and they're just adorable.
Oh, how's you? All right.
So I'm really excited to do a show with them. It's going to be at the Blue Note. Do you guys know who Sharon Jones is? She played with the Dap Kings. The Dap Kings backed up Amy Winehouse. Also, Gladys Knight, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm super stoked. If you guys like Motown music, check that out. But my name is Mindy Smokestack. I'm so happy to be here. I have been like in my house.
You have, literally.
Yeah.
You just got out.
In-house, born and not born, but I've been in the house.
Welcome.
So I'm happy to be here.
And we're happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Let's check out your music.
Yes.
You got some stuff for us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm giving it to you.
Thank you.
Mindy Smokestack.
Thank you, Aaron. So I wanted to do a Sharon Jones song because we're going to give tribute to her. She passed away several years ago from cancer, and fuck cancer. Make sure you guys eat your vegetables and stay strong so we can have a good immune system. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about y'all, but I've had some exes that took like 10 years to get over me. I think this song might be something like that. And you're just wondering. How long do I have to wait for you, honey? For a girl like me can move on. Oh, baby, tell me how long do I have to wait for you, honey? For I can say that you're gone. Well, I get lonely, baby, when you're not here. Oh, baby, tell me how long do I have to wait for you, honey? For a girl like me can move on. Oh, baby, tell me how long do I have to wait for you, honey? For I can say that you're gone.
Are we together or are we?
Gotta wait a while. Because you know, like, everybody. You know what I mean? Like, I was straight up blacklisted for like a good decade because I dated this one guy that everybody knows. So don't do that shit. I'm just kidding around, you guys. I'm gonna do an original song for you guys. I've been, you know, in quarantine. I was taking advantage of my free time. Doing psychedelics and writing songs. It's for the healing of the nation. I wrote this song about a guy that I was hanging out with, like, a lot. But then, like, he had a whole other ass girlfriend. He didn't call her a girlfriend. He didn't call me a girlfriend, but you know what I'm saying? They do that shit. And if you're somebody that likes multiple women, or men, maybe you should just, like, try polyamory. Yes. Instead of being a cheating, lying-ass coward. You know what I'm saying? Like me, if I want three men, I'll just be like, yo, I'm trying to get with you, but I'm also trying to get with so-and-so, and this is what it is. You know, just be honest. Anyway, I thought this guy could handle, but he couldn't, so I wrote this song. Before I realized that I didn't like him that much. That's the story. I got to say I'm impressed with all of the things that you do. You got skill. You give me thrills. Smoking like you on a red night. Blind after blind we hang tight. That's what I like. That's what I like. You come through when I need you, and I got your back, yes I do. And we can just pretend we ain't nothing but friends. Dear Mr. Handley, I like you when I was wondering. Do you like me too, dear Mr. Handling? Can you handle this? 'Cause baby, I will handle you. Yeah, I will handle you. I know how you like to do you in the way that you do. You take your time, let me ease your mind. You got yours and I got mine. Baby, this feeling I can't deny. That's what I like, and that's what I like. You come through when I need you. I got your back, yes I do. And we can just pretend we ain't nothing but friends. Dear Mr. Handley, I like you when I was wondering. Do you like me too, dear Mr. Handley? Mr. Can handle it. Song. It's an original song. It's going to be released as a single very soon, just a few coming weeks. If y'all haven't followed me, please follow me on Instagram. I would love to see y'all again. My name is Mindy Smokestack 808. Mindy Smokestack 808. Mindy Smokestack 808. Mindy Smokestack 808. You guys got this. I'll follow you guys back. Let me know what you're having for breakfast tomorrow.
She will. She will.
All right, I did this song. You guys are hilarious. Sorry. Thank you. This has been awesome. So cool. I wrote this song about my sister, Melody, and produced. This track was produced by Nelson Cho of Lightworks Recordings, and Clay Campagna has been helping. The three of us been brewing up some things. So this song is called Sweet Melodies. Hope you guys like it. Follow me so you can get that, and just shortly it'll be dropping. Thank you, Taco. She's got style and fashion. Sweet Melodies, thank you. My name is Mindy Smokestack. Please follow me on the Instagrams.
She'll follow you back.
I'll follow you back.
She will.
Thank you, Aaron, for having me on the Sleep Time's Over show. I'm so happy it's back. I used to check it out of the high bar room.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Of course, you get a gift for coming from Chambers and Chambers Wine. And you have a wine. You're probably going to drink this and get lit tonight. It's fine.
Chambers and Chambers Wine. Mahalo nui.
Follow everybody back that's following you tonight as you're drinking your wine from Chambers and Chambers Wine. So, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. This is week one.
Pono. Y'all take care of yourselves.
Have a good night, everyone. That's it. See you next week.
Yeah. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you, dear.